Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 130.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading AI product recommendation software solution for high-growth brands. Their all-in-one platform helps you acquire and convert customers by creating targeted experiences on and off-site. Brands that use LimeSpot see an average increase in revenue of 20 to 28%. Very compelling. They're able to showcase highly relevant products and deliver higher conversions than competitors by leveraging the largest independent AI data set of over 100 billion signals, combining product data, consumer behavior, and trend analysis. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. LimeSpot uses that data to create a customized on-site experience for each shopper throughout their journey, from landing your homepage through product pages, cart experience, and post-purchase, using recommendations targeted to each customer based on product information, shopper information, and intent. In addition, the platform allows you to layer on targeted experiences based on sophisticated segmentation, giving you the power to personalize emails, collections, upsells, and more based on purchase history, behavior on the website, and customer insight. And that's not all. LimeSpot's newest offering is a very unique Google Shopping solution, the first of its kind in the market. The solution uses AI to enrich the attributes shared with Google, pre-validates and automates your feed, and passes through product and audience targeting information from your website. The result is higher discoverability and an average improvement in return on ad spend of 10 to 26x. Absolutely amazing. From Google Shopping to personalized product recommendations and emails and on-site, LimeSpot ensures every customer has a unique and customized experience. Smart brands truly understand that creating a personalized experience is critical to driving both sales and lifetime value. Get started with LimeSpot today and turn shoppers into buyers. You can check them out at LimeSpot.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. There's hundreds of episodes that you can play back at any time from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, my guest in today's episode is David Fletcher, who is the Senior Vice President of Sales from ClearSale. Now, they're a fraud prevention company that helps merchants to not only fight fraud, but they also help to increase revenue by approving a lot more orders than maybe that Shopify would do natively. And it's actually a two-part. It's through technology, but it's also through human intervention. So there's a human component into the approval or decline or digging deeper into each transaction of the ones that are in the gray area that Shopify would all likelihood put it to medium or high risk and then you'd be forced to cancel. One great thing about ClearSale before we get started is they're actually a certified Plus app partner, which is great. So that means that their solution has been certified by Shopify. It's quite an ordeal to be approved there, and it proves that they have the security and the privacy, speed, scalability, the customer support, like all those basic data handling privacy things all bundled into their solution and approved by Shopify Plus. So it's pretty exciting. I'm glad that David is here. So welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
That's awesome, Steve. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
getting more orders approved. I know your website. I know the service that you offer. I just feel that there is a lot of miseducation in the market about why do I need to have another solution to approve or decline my orders when Shopify should kind of already do that. And so let's talk about maybe on a high level first what ClearSale does and this sort of high level problem that you're solving.
You kind of touched on it a little bit in the introduction, and I'll go a little bit further in talking about ClearSale. You know, ClearSale is really a fully outsourced fraud prevention solution. So, you know, of course we have the technology, and with that technology, we also have the manual review process. So we have that human intervention that you alluded to that basically means for us, we never decline an order. So when orders come through the merchant Shopify or Shopify Plus site, that order will either be automatically approved or it gets flagged for review. Those orders that get flagged for review go to the team of fraud analysts, which currently we have over 1,000 analysts doing the manual reviews to help approve more orders. And that is really the key to helping the merchants. We're more focused on, yes, we definitely prevent fraud. Yes, we certainly help with chargebacks. But more importantly, we want to help your merchants make more money. We want to increase their revenue by approving more orders.
You know, you're preaching to the choir. I totally get it. And on the worst side, what really irritates me is when you have a very low risk order and it still comes back as a chargeback. That really is a terrible way of doing business, and it's very unfortunate. And that's kind of where your solution kind of fits in. So if you are getting a lot of chargebacks, and think even with orders that appear to be great, you're shipping to the billing address, everything seems to all match some of the basic kind of fraud scrubbing methods. This is a very interesting opportunity where ClearSale can click into that matrix and kind of help you with that. Let's talk about the founder's journey, because I think it's great to understand now this is the problem you're solving. So yes, we definitely want a higher approval rate, which is more revenue. So I totally get it. It's definitely more of a profit center. But let's talk about the technology and the people behind to build this solution. So are you able to kind of share with the audience today what you believe uniquely positions them, I guess, on a couple points. Number one, to have the desire. Number two, to have the expertise to create this platform.
Sure, sure. And you know, it's funny, ClearSale has a great story. ClearSale started in 2000. And in the year 2000, our founder, Pedro originally said, hey, you know what? I'm going to create a couple of different pieces of software. Now, keep in mind, back in 2000, I also was in the software industry at that time, and we were doing something very similar. My company that I owned, we were doing custom CRMs because CRM was becoming a big thing in the sales and marketing world. And here's ClearSale in Brazil, Pedro, working on these different projects, and one of the projects was this piece of software that was supposed to be used by the banking industry and one client in particular. And that was how ClearSale started, because that particular client actually did not come through and did not finalize the deal. And essentially, at that point, you know, it was like, hey, we've got this great piece of software. Seems like it has a lot of potential. Let's dig a little deeper. And enter Bernardo. So Pedro Chimalera is our founder and CEO. Bernardo Lustosa is our president. And the two of them together basically decided, hey, this is what ClearSale can be, and this is the problem that we can solve. Now, Bernardo comes from an analyst background. He's a data analyst. Obviously, everything that we're building and doing on the back end is all about that analyst side. It's all about our data and how do we use that data to better fight fraud. So it's really interesting that, you know, out of nowhere comes ClearSale because of that opportunity. So it's a really fun story. We love sharing the story. We love talking about Pedro. He was an Olympic athlete. He did track and field for Brazil many, many years ago. At some point, Steve, if we have more time, I'll tell you the story of Pedro jumping over a desk like it was a hurdle in the middle of a sales meeting with a client. but we'll save that one for another time.
Oh man, that's crazy. So been really doing this a long time. It's great how the two different pieces come together. And you know, it's like, yeah, you're building some software for the banking industry. That deal falls through, but you still have this software that still has value, and it couldn't actually be available now at a better time, just with the massive growth of commerce right now. Let's talk about some of these trends, because I mean, I see a lot. I deal with a lot of merchants. I have a lot of different app and marketing platform people that I interview on this show. You must see a lot of trends too. So like, what are you seeing that you believe might help merchants today in 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And I got to tell you, some of the more obvious things are paying attention to your mobile buyer, right? So when you look at the mobile buyers today, they account for 61% of the U.S. population. And that number is certainly going to be growing, especially as our children. I have 5 sons, and I can tell you they can do just about anything you can imagine from a phone. It's unreal the things that they can accomplish by just using their phone. As they become adults and they become the buyers, that mobile buyer, that number is just going to be through the roof. It's going to become the norm. So we're seeing that increase. Now, what's interesting about that is you have to figure out how to create that seamless mobile shopping experience still while reducing the risk of mobile fraud. Mobile fraud is certainly a little bit different than your typical card-not-present fraud. There are a couple of things that are a little bit different there, especially when it starts coming to the algorithm and the data that you can receive in order to analyze some of those orders. But you know, that's certainly a big one. And one of the things that we like to share is have an omni-channel solution in place that includes a mobile strategy. That gives you the opportunity to say, hey, I know I need to focus on mobile users. Let's have an omni-channel solution, and being able to use a marketplace like the Shopify marketplace, where I have all of these different apps. If I want to sell on Etsy, I've got an app that will help me integrate with Etsy. If I'm a drop shipper and I need to pull different products from Oberlo or whomever, I've got the app for that, right? I have all these different apps that allow me to plug my omnichannel solution in to my overall business plan. And a part of that needs to be the mobile solution. And there's a lot of apps that support that mobile strategy in the Shopify marketplace. So that's a big one. Another one that we're seeing a lot of, and this is more with our Shopify Plus merchants, is the buy online, pickup in store. That's certainly increased. And obviously that increased at the beginning of the pandemic. But what we have noticed is a lot of merchants are starting to embrace it because the consumers are embracing it. And so they've realized that the consumer's getting used to the fact that, hey, I can just get online, place my order, pull up, someone will bring it out and give it to me, bam, done, and it works. Right now, obviously, the problem with that is certainly creates new fraud schemes, and those are even harder for merchants to prevent. That's something that you have to be really careful with and aware of when it comes to building out that strategy. And one of the most important components of that is to have that real-time inventory management solution in place. Because without that, you're going to have some upset customers. You're going to have back orders that at that point you're getting chargebacks. You're trying to do refunds. There's a whole host of problems as a result of that.
I was wondering too about how, I'm not sure if ClearSale is involved in this, but let's say someone does, you know, choose to place an order online. One of their options is to pick up in store, and they're going to, or the curbside pickup, and they're going to select potentially a date and time sometimes, like maybe there's a window they can actually come, or something that's just like, hey, you've placed it online, you can come in, you have a certain couple lanes outside the store where you can go and they ask you to call a phone number and give you your order number and they come out and validate it. Are you finding that there's any fraud happening there, or just, I guess, and there's all different methods of touch-free and touchless. So someone shows up, you've approved the order through your technology, and then they're, because I could see the fraudsters thinking about this, I'm going to go and place an order, I'm going to be there, I'm outside the store right now, I'm going to place the order now, and then they're going to approve it instantly, and then I'm going to go and get them to drop it into my trunk, and off I go. How is ClearSale thinking about that?
That is exactly the biggest concern with fraud when it comes to the buying online and picking up in the store. It's real easy to make that purchase online. And if you can get through, so let's just say ClearSale is not involved and you're able to get that order through, what typically would happen is the fraudster is the one picking it up, right? And the fraudster will certainly be the individual there to pick up that product. So what we have worked with a few of our larger merchants on, you know, we've talked to them about different strategies. And as we get into more of this model, because it's really starting to take hold and it's becoming more popular. But the key there for us is obviously the data matters all the time. And so when we see an order that comes in, it has to all match, especially location, right? So location of the device, typically that's one thing fraudsters make a mistake on, is they order it from somewhere, a different location, and then they have someone locally go pick it up. So we pick up on the location proxy pretty quick. That's an easy find. But that's the thing, is that we still go through that process with that card-not-present order. The problem is we no longer have shipping information. That's where it gets more complex. And so one of the things that we're helping some of these larger box stores with is, how do you validate that John Doe is John Doe out there in that minivan? And there's a number of things that we've helped them with. There's some other tools we've introduced them to that's also helping them. Just to give you an idea, we obviously pay attention to some cellular information. We're looking at IP location, of course, but mobile device, the latitude and longitude. You know, we start getting into all those little details, and that really helps. But I got to tell you, it's certainly harder than just shipping a product.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And that's a concern that I have. But, you know, it sounds like this is a little bit of the Wild West right now with this, you know, buy online, pick up in store. So maybe we'll add something to the show notes of just some opportunities maybe for some brands that have this service available. Hopefully ClearSail could be part of their tech stack to help them with the bulk of their orders, but maybe some special processes when it comes to validate and authenticate the right person to pick up an online order directly at their location. One thing I've noticed, and I'm sure this is very clear for you too, is that we have these conversations about internationalization. I think a lot of brands are thinking about that maybe the North American market, as big as it is, and there's a large consumption in the US and Canada, but generally, the overall size and scope internationally is a significantly larger market. It does have its issues, obviously, thinking about language and thinking about currency and thinking about distribution, like, you know, your 3PLs and fulfillment. There are lots of little pieces of that puzzle. But from your perspective, is ClearSail an international company, number one? And then if it is like, what sort of things are you working on right now? Or what sort of advice would you give to brands today that are considering to sell internationally?
Sure. And Steve, I got to tell you, that's a great question. And those are questions we get from a lot of our US or Canada-based merchants. We call them our domestic merchants. We get that question a lot. So let me take a step back and give you an idea. As an international business, which we are, our headquarters is located in Miami, and that is ClearSail LLC. We do have ClearSail in Brazil. Now, ClearSail in Brazil is responsible for Brazil. ClearSail LLC that's in Miami is responsible for everything else. So we cover everything except for Brazil. We spent a lot of time having conversations talking about, how do I start selling into Mexico? Or talking to our Mexican clients, how do I start selling into the U.S.? Believe it or not, we have to help a lot of U.S. merchants figure out, how can I sell into Canada? Because it's not as easy as you would think selling into Canada. It's really not. You are absolutely correct that the sales process in terms of online sales and card not present sales is different in different regions. As a merchant, you have to say, A, why do I want to go to that country or that region? And then understand the process. And you touched on the 3PL. And that's definitely a concern, because you have to understand the shipping and how does your operations work in this other location. Just to kind of run down the laundry list of things we talk about, you want to localize your main e-commerce site. Now, what that essentially means is, if you're in the U.S., that main site now becomes U.S.-based. Everything's about the U.S., so all the shipping should be focused on the U.S. and so forth. Because what I want to do is clone that website, and now I'm going to localize it for let's say Mexico or Amsterdam or Denmark, wherever I might want to head, it's really important to have websites that you translate everything on these websites. And I will tell you, as Americans, we are lazy and we tend to think, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start selling into Mexico and I'll translate 70% of my website because they understand some English. Yes, they do. But you know what? They also understand, no, I don't want to buy from you because you're not supporting me fully. So that's really important. Translate everything that's on your website. And offer local currency, which means you have to understand FX so that the entire foreign exchange process, there's companies out there, we have partners that we work with to help our merchants that will help you be able to, for example, if you're selling in Argentina, if the Argentinians are spending money outside of their country, there's a 30% tax on top of the price. You have to figure out, okay, well, I can't afford to increase my prices by 30% and I can't take it out of my margin. So how do I solve that problem? Right? And so there are companies that can help you do that. And we work with those companies to help our merchants do that. And I got to tell you, obviously, most importantly, you have to realize the anti-fraud algorithms are different for each region. What works in the US definitely does not work in Mexico, just as an example. You cannot be a US-based company with your algorithms and say, hey, you know what? Yep, I'm going to go to Mexico. It does not work. And you have to understand all the different regions and why it's different and how it's different. And that's really important for merchants that don't have an outsourced fraud tool in place.
I'd even add too, you're mentioning about the taxation issue. Obviously, it's big now because of Brexit and just people just wanting to go out internationally. Now, nice thing about Shopify, it does have a tax engine that's built into it, but a lot of people have made the choice to use Avalara. And Avalara is the only API-based, meaning it directly connects to the backend, and you actually can have Avalara make sure that the state and the region and the county, anywhere around the world that you're having the correct taxation depending on where the product's being shipped. Either localized, as you said, having a localized website in the language and the currency and all that, but having Avalara connected, now you know based on the source and the destination, it automatically knows what the actual compliance is, shows the appropriate tax. They're even smart enough to know, they even have a solution that allows the merchant to select and say, okay, if I'm going to ship, let's say this happens a lot where an American brand chooses to expand into Canada, but they want to dabble a bit first and they don't want to get a 3PL, a logistics company in Canada. So they're wanting to cross borders. And so we know there's duty and tax and brokerage bills and all these different things that can happen. So there's solutions. Avalara could be one of them. There's others out there that will actually calculate the appropriate duty and tax instead of just like shocking the customer and saying, well, you're responsible for the potential duties and taxes upon arrival. Just like, maybe, no wonder the conversion rate is so low because people don't like the unknown. And so that's one thing, that's one little advice that I would give is just based on international expansion, think about Avalara as an option for your site. And then not to mention the reporting part of it too. Great to show the tax and collect it. How does all the states and all the other countries, including Canada, how do they get their money? It can't necessarily be bundled into the label. You have to repatriate this money back to the appropriate states and governments. And that's what Avalara actually helps with. So let's talk about some expansion things because you talked about that you're growing and you have a large, almost 1,000 people, you said, that are, I guess, humans that are actually approving orders. So nothing really gets declined mathematically from the software side. So let's talk about that hiring and like, why are you hiring more analysts? And let's talk about like why that might be important of why not just software approvals, why having a manual approval is better.
And I got to tell you, that really comes down to, you know, what makes ClearSale ClearSale. And the big thing for us, and when we look at how we are different than everyone else that does this, because look, we all have the robot, and we can have the competition of who can build the best robot, but we all have good robots, right? We all have the technology where there's only so much we can do with that technology. So we take it a step further by having this human intervention. And being able to say, hey, you know what? There's not enough there to say, yes, that's a good order. Instead of saying it's medium risk or high risk, let's just flag it. And that way, as far as the merchant's concerned, the order has come through, it's under review, it's not declined, it's under review. And right now, we have actually 1,200 analysts in place today, and we are currently hiring 100 more as we speak. And that is just from our organic growth. We know because we have SLAs in place, so it's not like we can take 3 days to approve an order because it's in the manual review process. These have to happen quickly, and so we have to have, our human capital count has to be really high in order to support not only the number of merchants that we have, but we have to be able to support spikes, right? So as an international company, I have different holidays, shopping holidays in the US, we have all of our standard Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and so forth. But in Mexico, we have different holidays. Okay, we have Buen Fin, and that's a 2 week event. This past year, they did it for 2 weeks. And in Australia, we have an office in Australia, and so they have Click Frenzy's holiday, and they also have a couple other holidays that are completely different than the US or anywhere else. We have to have the high numbers in order to handle that volume and to be able to handle those spikes. And I got to tell this is why we are always confident in saying that we can approve more orders. Regardless, if they have a large internal team, it might be similar to what you have in place. If they don't have a large internal team, it's more about the fact that they don't have the ability to do the reviews the way we do because some of the third-party tools that we access and we use, we have one that's over $150,000 a year to use. A mid-size or even a smaller enterprise may not want to invest that just into doing manual reviews. And so, we have those tools that we use and we have the staff and the training. And the great thing is, we have data and we have a lot of data. And so, we can see that John Doe just made a purchase at this sporting goods store, and later that afternoon, he made a purchase at a different sporting goods store. And the first one was a helmet, a football helmet, and the second store was a football. Right? And even though there's two different merchants, we see that data, we see that shopper, we see that consumer, we see that card that's being used. And so it's real easy to say, yeah, you know what? That's an auto approval because we see what's going on here. We see the trend. Being able to have all that data and have the large manual review team in place is definitely our secret sauce. That's what allows us to get our higher approval rates and allows us to help our customers increase their revenue. And I love to tell the story, Steve. When COVID first started, my parents were not big on using credit cards online. They're old school and did not want to put that out there. And we worked with them, my wife and I, and we tried to explain to them, like, hey, it's okay, you have to, and so they still struggled. So I made a couple of purchases for them, and one in particular for food was declined. Now, I know my credit card was good. I know I had credit available, but it was declined. I didn't get a phone call. I didn't get an email. I didn't receive anything. It was like it went into the black hole of declined orders. And my parents weren't notified. I weren't notified. But I know it's because the billing and shipping was an issue because it was no more than a few weeks later, as I've got two kids that graduated high school last year that were going away to college. I had to buy two bean bags, one for each of them, but they're at different colleges. So I had to make the one order with one shipping address. Then I came right behind and made the second order with a different shipping address, and that got declined. And they didn't call me, but I called them. And we were able to work through it, but it took a while and it was a hassle. And those are the experiences that customers should not have. And that's why with our infrastructure and our manual review process, we can often provide a better customer experience for the merchant's customers. Because nobody wants to be declined, especially when you know you have money, it's your card, and you don't understand, why is my card being declined? And we've all had that experience, you know, and you get a message, well, why don't you try a different card? Well, you know what? I really wanted to put it on this card. So, you know, I don't want to try a different card. And that's really something that we always want our merchants to understand. There are two things that really matter to us. One is helping them make more money, increasing revenue. And two is that customer experience. Because the better the customer experience, the better the opportunity for the lifetime value of that customer to continuously grow.
It's very interesting that you were talking about customer experience, because it's one of the topics that I bring up first. Whenever I onboard a new brand, I have a book of business being in Shopify. When I fresh eyes on a website, the number one thing to think about is the overall customer experience. And I literally do all the basics from, like, do they have live chat on there right now, or even chat bot? Let's just take a look. And then I go through the workflow. I pretend to buy a product. I abandon the cart. I abandon browse. I see if there's any triggered sequences. I think about, I'm not going to buy any product, but everything else but that. I'm curious about searching and filtering. I'm thinking there's lots of things that I think about. And so it was very interesting that you're talking about that whole customer experience, because I also believe that making a purchase and the post-purchase experience, well, in some cases declines without any notification of that. Or the other side of the coin is, you know, what can we do to improve the level of approvals and more approvals? Because that's great experience. That builds lifetime value. That makes, you know, raving fans. So I just would love to hear your position on, because you're talking about customer experience so much now that it seems like maybe that is a great topic that brands need to think about.
Sure, that's exactly right. And it's such an important topic, because consumers have many, many choices when making a purchase online. And so if the experience for them is not seamless, if it's not easy, they go elsewhere. Without hesitation, they will make a move. And that's why it's so important. And so we know that. And, you know, when we're working with merchants that have also heard that the, you know, and Steve, maybe they're your merchants, and you've said, hey, customer experience matters, and let me help you. And so they've worked on it. Well, we can't come behind and insert ourselves into the process and become a negative component of their CX, of their customer experience. So that's why we talk about it all the time, because we want them to be thinking about it as well. And we want them to understand, look, one of the things that you as a merchant need to really be able to do is figure out, okay, what is the ROI, the return on my investment with ClearSale? Well, we're going to increase your revenue because we're going to approve more orders. And by approving more orders, which means you have less declines, we're going to help reduce your client acquisition costs. And more importantly, we're going to increase your lifetime value of your customers. Your LTV now goes up. Right? And these are all KPIs that we all pay attention to as entrepreneurs, that we want to know, what does it cost me to bring on a new customer? How long will that customer stay? How much revenue will that customer generate? Well, we play a role in that, and we know that. And so that's why it's so important that we're able to come in line and be seamless with the entire flow, so that there's not a hiccup, there's not an issue, there's not a slowdown. That's really important when it comes to merchants being able to have that customer experience that keeps the customers coming back. And I love telling these stories that, yes, we're a fraud company. Yes, we're a technology company, but we're so much more than that. We're really a consultant at times. We're a value add solution at other times. And so, you know, we're working with these merchants to figure out, how do we help you make more money? How do we have that CX look better? How do we really improve things for you, not just focus on fraud? And business acumen for all of our staff internally is extremely important. And that's why.
What's interesting, so I think, based on what you've just said then, that it appears that ClearSale is much more of a profit center than more of a cost center. Because if you're going to approve more orders and make more revenue and more lifetime value, it's a no-brainer. If that's the true reality of why you have so many long-term customers and so much staff approving so many orders, it's obvious that brands are seeing value in the service that you offer because you're making them more money. Let's pivot a tiny bit. And I think you dabbled a bit on it already, talking about this larger international kind of omni-channel experience. But this show, like, it really does have a diverse range. I'm sure you can appreciate there's thousands that listen each week. And some are in their early stage of their entrepreneurial journey. Some are the marketing people of a mid-market brand. There's lots of enterprise people that listen to it every week. Like, from your vantage point, more in general terms, but like, what sort of advice would you give brands today, if store owners, they're eager to grow, they're eager to scale? I know those are two different things, but I'm just curious from your perspective, like, what sort of things should people be working on?
One of the biggest things that I see in a lot of our merchants that come to us, and we're having conversations about fraud, but that quickly turns into, you know, how do we scale this, is the omni-channel strategy. So many merchants are thinking, hey, I've got to have this great website. Now I've got to invest in Google Ads and drive people to my website where I'm going to have this order be processed. Yes, but that should be one piece of that strategy. There's so much more to an omni-channel strategy that, you know, you've got to be able to figure out, where do your customers typically go? Where do your customers look for information? Where do your customers do research about products like yours? Where do your customers buy other products similar to yours or accessories to your product? And doing all that research will help you understand what needs to be included in your omnichannel strategy and where do I need to go with it. Especially with the marketplaces that are available today. You know, we have all these different marketplaces. You know, there's so many places that you could sell a product. Now, you can't get lost in it and say, I'm going to put it everywhere, because that's hard to manage. It's also hard to track. And as a result, you end up not understanding your KPIs because you have too many channels. But the key is to have more than one or two and really build that out. And that's just like any good sales company. A good sales organization does not have one salesperson. They have a sales team. And so your omni-channel is your sales team. And, you know, you can try different channels and you track it and you look at your KPIs, and maybe at the end of 12 months or 18 or 24 months, you know what, I'm not getting the return on this one. Great. Let's look at a different one and go in a different direction and remove that from your strategy. That's one of my big ones that I love to share and talk about from an e-commerce strategy perspective. The other one, I got to tell you, obviously, is having a good fraud solution in place. And, you know, when we start talking about ClearSail and the things that we can do, you know, yes, we're going to control chargebacks. That's a given. Yes, we'll even reimburse you for chargebacks if you have them. But what really matters most is avoiding false declines, so that we're approving more orders for you, and so that you are, you know, essentially getting every potential conversion on your website that you possibly can get. And that really is what matters to most entrepreneurs. How can I make as much money as possible given the effort that we're putting out today? Whether it's 100% effort or 125% effort, we want to enjoy every piece of revenue that's available to us. And if you have false declines, you're not doing that. You're doing just the opposite. Because not only are you losing revenue, but you're pushing those people away to a competitor, or essentially just telling them, I don't want your business. And they're not coming back after being falsely declined.
So let's talk about the future for ClearSail. I'm always curious about maybe a North Star, partner alignment, innovation. Like, just end of the day, it'd just be nice to share with the audience today of like how you're going to continue to offer value and assistance to Shopify brands.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we have been extremely focused on, probably for, let's see, I've been with ClearSail for 3 years now. And I think one of the biggest things that I have seen us do in the last 3 years is focus on our process, and we're really committed to helping our businesses. And like I said, business acumen for us internally matters, and it matters quite a bit because we want to be more than just a fraud solution. We want to be a true partner, and that is the role that we play. And over the last 3 years, that has become more and more evident, and especially because myself and some of the other executives on the team, we talk about that all the time. And that's our real goal. Now, because we've been so focused on that, we haven't put as much time and energy and money into things like our dashboard or some of our reporting. So today, that's what we're now focused on. And I can't share with you everything that we have coming out, but we have some really good updates coming that we are super excited about. I've been in some meetings. I've seen what some things are going to look like, and I think our current merchants are going to be super happy because, we listen to what they need and we hear what they need, and we've developed a lot of custom reports, for example, for some of our merchants. Well, if we've done it more than 5 times, it's probably time to make that a standard report. So we've got all kinds of updates that are coming out that we're really excited about. So from a technology standpoint, our roadmap is as busy as a highway in California right now. And we're going to be very focused on that for 2021. And as we are setting the table for our growth and focus on scaling, especially internationally, we certainly have a couple of other geographical regions that are targets for us right now. We're in the process of doing the research. This is why we're at the right stage to invest into our technology and whatnot. But yeah, that's probably one of the biggest things for us in 2021.
Yeah, not to mention the hiring of staff you mentioned too, because of the growth of the brand, you just need more analysts, right? You got 1,200 now, another 100 more on coming in. It's just like, that's amazing. And then what about the Shopify's partner program? Have you dug much into that and how you can start collaborating with other agency partners or other app partners?
Yeah, that's right. And actually, the Shopify partner program for us has been phenomenal. And we've done a number of campaigns, some co-marketing with Shopify, and now with Shopify Plus. We just recently did something with Shopify Plus. And the really exciting thing for us is I recently hired a partner manager for our digital agencies because we were getting so many Shopify Plus agencies that it was time to let someone manage all the agency relationships. It was getting out of hand. And so, yes, it's been a great experience for us. And I got to tell you, it really makes it fun for us to be able to say, hey, we're working with Shopify. You're working with Shopify. We've got this merchant that's on Shopify. And so we're all speaking the same language, and we all have one common goal. And that's to help that merchant and help that merchant be successful and sell more. And it's really been enjoyable. It's worked out really well for ClearSale.
So, Dave, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with the listeners today?
Yeah, one thing I didn't touch on that I've been on my soapbox many times over the last few years, talking about understanding the true cost of fraud, chargebacks, and false declines. Quite often, too many merchants say, you know what, if I have a chargeback, so be it. I know it costs me X. Well, it really costs you X plus. Let's dig into that. What does that mean? And if I have a false decline, oh, well, someone else will buy it. Well, not really. Let's talk about how that impacted your client acquisition costs. Let's talk about how that, impacts your LTV. Diving into that, and I think I've talked about client acquisition costs, long-term value or lifetime value, and false declines. And that's really the biggest takeaway that I'd love to share is understanding those costs, because there's three types of costs. Obviously, you have the direct costs that every entrepreneur looks at, every merchant understands, but you have your indirect cost, and then you have your opportunity cost. And it's really important to weigh in on all three components to fully understand the true cost of fraud, chargebacks, and false declines. And I do this on a regular basis with our enterprise type accounts, and we dig in and better understand what that means to them so that they fully understand, why should I outsource my fraud solution to a company like ClearSale? Well, this is why. And we can really dig into that. And that's something that I would want every listener to understand. And challenge them to look at their own business and better understand it internally.
No, you're absolutely right on that. And that's the thing that I'm thinking of. You're talking about like this direct cost. I just love the concept of opportunity cost. I don't think people think about that. They always think about, well, oh, Steve, you're asking me to add on another solution. Like, I'm already paying X number for the platform. I got a handful of apps. I got all these different things. And now you're asking me to spend more money based on the number of transactions that are flowing through your platform. You're asking me to spend more money on that. But the flip side, though, is exactly what you said about these false declines, the chargebacks, just the cost of fraud. And that just, it's the opportunity that you get with the customer, with the approval and the lifetime value that comes out of the ones that got approved through your platform that would have been declined. So how can people learn more about ClearSale, the website, and your new Shopify app?
Well, our website is www.clear.sale. There's no .com, .net, or any of the above. It's clear.sale. The Shopify app can be found on the apps.shopify.com/clearsale. ClearSale is one word. And right there in that marketplace, it's real easy to get on there. They can download the app directly from the marketplace. It'll then give them a button to click that will connect them internally with our operations and sales team in order for them to get their credentials to complete their install.
And I know we spoke offline before recording today and understand that you would like to share an offer for those that got to the end of this podcast and are really thinking that maybe fraud is an opportunity that needs to be solved and maybe your solution is one for them. What would you like to share today?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we want to do is I want to offer a 25% discount for the first 60 days for a new merchant to ClearSale. And during that same period, if we don't achieve a minimum monthly approval rate of 99%, the merchant will receive our ClearSale services for free up to 10,000 transactions.
So it's a literally absolute no-brainer to try you out. So if you're listening in, you're at the end of the show right now, if you're still only using the native Shopify fraud solution of low, medium, or high risk, and you're making decisions that it's okay to ship just based on that service alone, and you want to try this out, it's totally worth it if you understand what Dave has been talking about today. It's super important that there's some revenue and some opportunities available to your brand. So I just wanted to thank you for offering that. I'll make sure that it'll redirect to this really, I have a nice landing page that you created and I appreciate it. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/clearsale. And that will go to this listener only promotion. And I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's very clear that both you and the ClearSale team are, you know, really are in tight alignment. I can tell that you really want to help Shopify brands, improving efficiencies, definitely growing revenue, and, you know, with your solution, really helping build lifetime loyalty. So thanks for sharing your knowledge and vision today.
Absolutely, Steve. I really appreciate the opportunity to share our story and talk to your audience and be able to help every merchant that we can.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Today's episode was brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading personalization platform for high-growth brands on Shopify. LimeSpot increases your conversions and decreases your acquisition costs by using AI to understand your catalog and your consumers. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. You don't have to take my word for it. Trust the Shopify Plus certification. They have over 1,400 five-star reviews on the Shopify App Store and thousands of satisfied merchants. You can learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at limespot.com. Well, a few things before we end today's podcast. Because of the massive popularity of SMS, I've decided to create a free SMS texting community. And it's an incredible opportunity to have direct access to me. No hidden agendas, just honest communication, two-way with me. As you can probably tell, I love giving back to the Shopify community. And if being on the front lines of this e-commerce revolution is for you, I'm here to assist in any way I can to help you in your journey with Shopify. You can text me now at 604-210-4199. Again, that's area code 604-210-4199. And you'll be able to communicate directly with me. I think this is going to be a really cool initiative, and I'm really excited on how this is going to evolve. I'd also like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thank you again for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week. Make sure you text me 604-210-4199. And remember, keep thriving with Shopify.